Can we just get the regular screen back on?
Oh, it's changed the view.
This?
Okay, so no doubt, over the last 48 hours, everybody has been thinking nonstop about this Ramban. I assume no one's been able to sleep for the last 2 days over this Ramban. So let's see if we can try to put some of the final touches on the Shittas Ramban. So the Ramban developed for us a theory, a new theory, in terms of Bittul Chometz. We already have three other theories, but we have a fourth theory now. The echo is very loud. Always that loud. It's definitely loud. Okay. So the Ramban. What? It's still okay? Okay. So the Ramban developed for us this theory, the fourth theory that we have in terms of what Bittul is, and it's related to the principle of Yish that we're familiar with from Eilu Metzias. And it only works because it has Rabbi Shmuel driving it. By the way, just in case anyone was wondering why I've been calling it Rabbi Yishmael, you probably looked up the Gemara and you called it Rabbi Elazar, right? So you're probably wondering what happened to the rabbi. And the answer is I still have Baba Kamra in my mind, because in Chavtas, in Baba Kamra, the Gemara quotes it in the name of Rabbi Elazar B'Shem Rabbi Yishmael. So I've been Munach to Barosh, that's Rabbi Yishmael. So just in case you didn't know what I meant, that's what I was referring to. So comes the Ramban and says, Yush really carries the day. And once you see Aish from something, so it's pretty much left your rishus, and there really shouldn't have been a violation by Rabbi Matze, except for Asana Chasam Rishuso, and that's what Bittul kicks in. That was the whole theory of the Ramban. So we pointed out that the Ramban, the Shittasa, has this notion that Yush is very much Yitzir Rishuso. Yush is not just like a Heter Hilchas HaShavas HaVeda that gives the person the right to pick it up, but Yush really is a Yitzir Rishuso. Not all that different than Hefker. Hefker is also, in a certain sense, Yetzir Mishuso. I know you guys have been brainwashed by the Ketzayis and Rashi and Rama, but before you heard of the Ketzayis last week, so you thought also that Hefker is a Yetzir Mishuso. So the Ramban also thinks that Yush is, in a certain sense, Yetzir Mishuso as well. And there is another Ramban that bears out this idea, and that's the Ramban in Bava Metzia that we left off right at the end of the Shiur, analyzing this Ramban in Maseches Bava Metzia. So there's a Ramban, let's find a Ramban here, it's Mar Mokom, number 7. The Ramban is addressing the Gemara in Bav Metzia, where the Gemara quotes a Machlekes Amarayim about Magbiya Metzia Lechaveray. Can I pick up a lost object, not to be Zoich on it myself, but having in mind to be Zoich on it for you? So one day the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Why? Because that's like a Teifes of Al-Khayyim Machum Shechav Lechayyim. The same way that Reuven owes multiple creditors money, so an outsider cannot jump the gun and grab on behalf of one of the Balei Chayiv, even though you would think he's the greatest tzaddik in the world, the Zoch Lemshon Befonim, he's helping out the Malveh, but helping out the Malveh, he's also hurting the other Malvehs, and therefore the parish of Zechi apparently wouldn't apply under those circumstances. That's what's called Tepes Malcha Malcha Malcha. So half the Amarim said, so too, I can't be Magdiya Metzia Lechaveri, because by doing so, I'm hurting everybody else. Who am I hurting? I'm hurting all the other potential Zochim and Metziah, the Pashtas. And therefore, just as Taifis of Al-Chaim, Bakhshan Chayim doesn't work, Magbiya Metziah Chaveri also doesn't work. The problem is that Rabbi Yechanan parts ways with that opinion. Rabbi Yechanan Shittas, it does work. Kona Chaveri. And already to be shown, I'm quick to point out that don't think that Rabbi Yechanan thinks that Taifis of Al-Chaim, Bakhshan Chayim works. Let's forget it. That's off the charts. We have a record of Rabbi Yechon himself and other Masechtas and Jah saying that Taifas of Al-Chayim Bakshachayim doesn't work. So in Cain, what's the difference, Manishtana, Magbiya Metzil Chaveroi, with Taifas of Al-Chayim? That's where we left off on Thursday with that Kasha. So if we take a look at Taifas, Taifas the 6th of the Ma'am Chavis, so Taifas says, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Magbiya Metzil Chaveroi, Kana Chaveroi, Rabbi Yechon, Magbiya Metzil Chaveroi, Kana Chaveroi, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi the But Mitzia Dika Migo Kana, since Taisvus, the answer to this kasha is a very, very technical one. Namely, B'ikaron, I can't be Zoicha to somebody when it's going to hurt somebody else. That's like the starting point of the halacha. Unless I happen to also have the ability to be Zoicha for myself. So when you tsuya, I have the efshirut, I have the possibility to be Zoicha for myself. So then you can't turn around and say, who are you? What right do you have? What right do you have to go and be typist for Pliny? What do you mean, I can do it myself. If I wanted to, I could pick it up for myself and then give it to Pliny as a gift. So, Migal de Zochel Enav, She Zochel Lechavre. If I have Shaychos to this moment, vis-a-vis myself, if I choose to be the nice guy to somebody else, you can't scream at me and say, do best the typist of Baal Chayiv, the Moksham Lechayra, Migal, I can take it for myself. So that's the place that that's where the two sugyas part ways according to the worldview of Rabbi Yechon. By Taifas of Al Chov, if I, as the third party, would go to the loiva and grab his money away, what would Beis Din do to me? Didn't they give it back? Well, he doesn't owe me money. That's called gazela. When I take something from somebody that's not, I don't have a right to, that's called a gazela. I have no right for myself to be zoicha, to go ahead and grab from the Baal Chayv. So there's no migo here. And well, what I want to come mikoyach zoch lem shel b'fono. I want to come and say I'm representing the malva X. Malva Y turns around and says, "You're representing malva X. You're doing the great grace of tzaddik, but not at my cheshbon, not at my expense." So therefore, when it comes to teifus of alchay, b'chashachav alchayim says teifus, you can't do it. Rabbi Yechon says because you don't have the koach to be zoicha. It's detrimental to Pliny, and you don't have the mingo because you're not a baldom here b'chol. Mashiach enke b'metzia. True, says Taisvis, I'm hurting the other party's interest. True, it's a terrible thing that I'm doing. I'm taking away the kaychus from the rest of the world of Mizrach and the metzia. But I have a mingo here. If I wanted to pick up the items myself, nobody could stop me. El metzia shalom. I have the same kaych to pick up myself as anybody else has. So Migo the Zoch Lenav, she's Zoch Lechavre. That's Taisus territory. But the Ramban in Bav Mitzia has a different answer. You have to read every word of the Ramban. Zoch the Ramban, the seventh Ramban Klemis. Ulididi lav kushi klal, says the Ramban. It was never questioned in the first place. The Hocha, mishum de enochav lechemu. Unlike Taisus who said that a Mitzia is fundamentally a chav lechemu, but it's the quirk. You get through the back door of Migod Zach Lenashe. Says the Ramban, no. It was never a problem of Chav Lachem in the first place. But see, it's Nisha Chav Lachem. Rav Nachman, Rav Chista thought it was. The early Amirayim thought it was. But Rabbi Yoichan, at the end of the Sugya, says it's not true. The Dimyan to Chav Lachem is not correct. Why wasn't it correct? What is Chaser in the Chav Lachem? Zach the Ramban, he said, the hoch mishim deinu chav lachema. The kevin lo zoch ba adam lo chayvu hu loy meinu moitza. Says the Ramban, who am I being chavt? There's a $100 bill laying on the floor. I pick it up. Who am I being chavt? Who am I being detrimental? Who am I ruining their life for? The rest of the world? What's the rest of the world? Shaykhus to this money. They don't own the money. The theoretical possibility that they could have gone ahead and found the money, that's what's called in halacha, like it was chalamayko b'nias harevach. That's called a lack, a loss. It's not a loss, not a dover oved. That's called the not getting something in the future. I didn't win the lotto today. What a gefalch, chavli. What a tremendous dover oved that I didn't win the lotto. I didn't win it. It wasn't like you to win the lotto. Comes to Ramban and says, a Mitzia is not a chav lachayrim. A Mitzia is not enabling somebody else to get the opportunity to benefit. That's a Zishkin chav lachayrim. It's not a dover oved, that's a v'nis ha-revach. So therefore the Ramban undermines Taisus and Tar Yisrael. So it comes out, according to Taisus, all Amoraim of the page agree, that Magbi Mitzia lachayrim is fundamentally a chav lachayrim, and it really shouldn't work. The Malkudis of Achleikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda on the one hand against Rav Yechon on the other hand is notwithstanding the fact that Chav Lachayrim, can we circumvent the halacha by invoking a new parish, a new principle called Migud Zochim Lenavshe? According to the Ramban, that's not the Malkudis of Achleikis. According to the Ramban, Rav Nachman Rav Chisda thought that a metzias chav lacherim, because the opportunity of gaining what I didn't have the opportunity to gain is considered to make a loss. And Rabbi Yechon disagreed. Rabbi Yechon corrected him and said, no, it's not true. Not getting a metzias, nishkin loss, it's not called a chav lacherim. So if the Rabban would have stopped right now, we would have said Dayenu, we would have said Gevaldik, Rabban. It would have been great for Baba Metzias, completely irrelevant to our discussion. But now the Rabban goes the extra mile. Comes the Rabban and now addresses that, wait a second, there's a second Chav L'Acherim here. We've been focusing for the last 10 minutes on the Acherim of the bystanders, the Acherim of the rest of the Ayla, the people who thought they're going to get the $100 and didn't get it. Rabbi, isn't there another Chav L'Acherim? Who's the other Chav L'Acherim? No? The owner of the $100, the original owner of the $100. Uba'al Avei de Gufei. Hayu Lukvahi Avudim Imenu. The Baal Aveda himself. Why don't we reckon with him? Why are we wasting our time talking about when a Chayrim is the Chav L'Chayrim and the Rambam is able to be Yashiv? Why they're not? Because they never really had it in the first place. Why don't we take into account the owner of the item itself? So Kup the Ramban and says, no, from the mere fact that it's Avudim, Vahi Avudim Imenu. Once you lose your $100 bill, once it's chawal in Hashem Aveda, what are you doing to the owner of the $100 bill more than what his status was before? It was avudim imenu anyway. So that's not called the chav l'acherim. If the Ramban would have stopped now, we would have said, gevaldik Ramban, dayenu. And it still would have been irrelevant for our discussion. But now the Ramban, for some reason, felt he had Rahman as enough to do it. I was going to say Shiram Sunday morning. He's got to be something to talk about. So now the Ramban comes with the punchline. And this is where he connects the dots between Babetzi and Pesachim. The Oid said the Ramban, just in case you don't like what I said before, the Ramban already senses that maybe you thought that just because it was an Aveda, who says being an Aveda is not called Chav to the original owner? The Oid said the Ramban, Sharei Nisyaish. The owner was Nisyaish. How do I know he's Nisyaish? Who told you he's Nisyaish? How do you know? If he wasn't Nisyaish, nobody could pick it up. If it's Nisyaish, Il Chayv HaChlis. So obviously it was Nisyaish. And what happened through Yush is up to Ramban three words, V'yotze Mishusa V'yush. It was Yotze Mishusa already. It's always his, it's not his anymore. And that is the reason why it's not called Chav L'Chayrim Klapei the Baal Aveda himself. Aba Gabi Baal Choy? Choy, that's what happened. Kev Du Chayv Lo V'Nechsev and Hini is Arevi Bey Mishmatzi Mishusa V'Shibudei Chav Olay. Comes the Ramban and says, by Baal Chov, by me taking away from one, from taking away from the Loiva on behalf of one Malveh, I'm stealing from the other Malva. Why? The Rabban makes reference to a Gemara from Basra that the chosim of a person are arevim loy. They're mishugud to the chayiv. And therefore, when I take away those chosim, I'm impacting detrimentally on the other Malva. That's called chav l'chayim. But by Aveda, there's no chav l'chayim. There's nish chav l'chayim klapei the achayim, klapei the rest of the world. Because it's on a minyas arevim. This is Nisht Chav L'Chayim Klapi the Baal Aveda, because he was ready to see Aish. Umishubachi Kamala Nami Hasib Lekon Lachakona. Says the Ramban, therefore it's perfectly understandable to be Pasuk Rabbi Yechanan, that by Taitis of Al Chayim Amish Chav L'Chayim Itachat doesn't work. By Bibitzi Lachmer, Kana Chmer Itachat doesn't work. The Ein Tzach Lefidim, says the Ramban, you don't need anymore. You don't have to delve into the Sugya anymore. It's Poshu Techiluk, says the Ramban. Nurabai Sevazak Ramban, no. You see this Ramban of Amitziah, you have to jump for joy because you realize that this Ramban of Amitziah is very much in sync with the two Rambans that we saw in Pesachim. You know, connected all these Rambans, you don't realize you have to be a Bokhi, Muflim, Niflim, all Rambans. When you're learning Pesachim, Abdallah, you have to remember Ramban of Amitziah. So this is Zalman Meltzer, his notes, he wrote his notes, David Ozel, notes at the bottom of the Chnishi Ramban. So he connected all these Rambans. He said he discovered all the Rambans. the Ramban in Pesachim is the same as the Ramban later on in Pesachim, the same as the Ramban in Metziah. It's one underlying Yisayid that I may use, it's a Yitziah Meshuzay. So Rabbi said, notwithstanding this Ramban, there are other Mishayim who don't believe this. We can guess already that perhaps other Rishonim don't buy into this. We already know that there are other Rishonim who don't buy into the Rabban's theory about Bittul. I mean, come on, if we don't know that by now, we should be learning the Masechta. We know Rashi, and Rambam, and Tosfim, and nobody really bought into this Rabban's theory except the Ramban. But this just the crud of the Rabban's theory, that's everything's hinging upon, that Yush is a mighty Meshusai. Do we find Mishael who disagree explicitly? Do we find Mishael who say that that is not what Yush is? We misunderstood the entire parasha from Yush. We misunderstood what he taught us in 7th grade. Yush is not Yetzir Meshusai. Yush is simply a mark as the Taita for Mitzvah Shem Saveda. So it's not Yetzir Meshusai Kiyuzeh. So by saying, to complete the sugya, we're going to veer out of Pesachim for a little while, for about 30 seconds, and we're going to come back and make the grand finale, sliding into home, showing how Pesachim and Bar Metzia have to be learned together. You can't learn one without the other. So just in case you thought we're not learning Nosh Mezikin this year, if you haven't realized yet you're dead wrong, you should realize it by now. In order to appreciate the Amkus and the Gavas and Ishidus and Rabban, you have to familiarize ourselves a little bit more with the Bavis. And here we're going to move out of Bava Metzia back to Bava Kam a little bit. But it's the same Masechta. The Gemara says at the end of Bava Kam, and then Bava Kam and Metzia Mabas was Kula Chad Masechta. It was such a long Masechta, 400 plus blot. So then Rachman is still Yeshiva, whatever you have to finish it in one's man. So never fair to break it up into three different Masechtas. But it's all really the same Masechta. Masechta is Mazikin. So we're going to take a look at the Gemara in Bava Kama, the 8th in the Maccabees. It's a pivotal Gemara, both in terms of understanding Yush, it's going to become pivotal in terms of understanding Chametz as well, and it's going to become the Gemara that the Ramban and the Chokhmah of the Ramban is going to hinge upon. The background of this Gemara is something that we spoke about in the past. When Reuven steals something, the starting point of the halacha is Reuven has to return it. Why does Reuven have to return it? How do you know Reuven has to return it? Was she taking chumash? No? He has to return the item itself. What does he not have an option of doing? There's no way in the world he can say, listen, let me keep the item, I'll pay back cash, unless the negative wants that. But otherwise, so if you stole a piece of wood, you have to return a piece of wood. You stole an animal, you got to return an animal. That's like Milsta Peshitta Adnoi. Can anything occur that can enable the Ganav and the Gazlan to say, listen, I'll pay you for what the value was at the time of the Gazela, but I'm going to keep the item right now? So the answer is possibly yes, and that's what's called a kinyan. If something occurs, a kinyan occurs, that now enables the God of the Gazlan to acquire the Guf HaDavar and to simply play the cash value of the Shas HaGzeil, that is possible. That is not the term Kinyan Gazeil that we've talked about in the past, about Pinchav and Achrayas, we mentioned that a little bit. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something's going to occur to be kind of the Guf HaDavar. Any idea what could possibly occur to be kind of the Guf HaDavar? Any suggestions? We spoke about also a little bit in the past. Anybody know? What possibly could occur to be kind of the Guf HaDavar? Even before Yush, even better than Yush. What? Shinui. So Shinui Koin is a big machlekes of Tanoim. Half the Tanoim hold that Shinui is Koin, and the Gemara presents that half the Tanoim may be disagreeing, and then the Gemara backs out. We're not sure who holds what. But Shinui Koin is definitely an open question. What would that be based on, Shinui Koin? Where did that come from? So the Gemara says, apostle. Everything is apostle. The Heishu is like Zela Sheh Gozel. So half the Tanoim Darshan, Asheh Gozel. It's like Ka'asha Gozel. If the item is still the same, then you have to return it. If the item is undergoing a change, it's not the same Chetz anymore. It's a different object. It used to be wood, now it's furniture. It used to be wool, now it's a garment. It's not called Asha Gozel, and therefore, don't be Amos Mishalim. Because there's no Mishalim Chetz. You get to keep the garment, you get to keep the furniture. The other opinion, the Gemara is, no. The hesh is like zila asher gozel has been kasher gozel. It means asher gozel become mokoy. Even though the item has changed, you still have to return the item itself. So machleik is tanoim, machleik is amaroim, but the shin is kind of shin is not good. But even the tanoim who say that shin is kind of clearly needed a pasuk, because the starting point is you have to return what you stole. So you want to be potter from that mitzvah and just pay back cash, you have to prove it, you need a pasuk. With that background, the Gemara says, the eighth of my Mekhaimis, Yush Amri Abana Dedekmin. We find a similar halacha when it comes to Yush, namely, I stole an animal from you. No shini has occurred to the animal, but you have been misya'ish from the animal. It's been already a week, and you don't think you're going to get back. So you gave up hope. Forget it, you dropped the case. And then, a month later, Beit Din catches me, and they say to me, Beheshia Sakzesh, I got to give the animal back. So the din is, no, you don't have to give the animal back. Yush Amri Rabbanim Dedikni. The halacha says, at least at this stage, the Gemara thinks that Yush is also a king. The Gemara says, we're not sure whether this halacha that Yush is kind of and enables the Gazlan to keep the chayfets and only simply force him to pay the dam kishasa kazela. We're not quite sure, is that a din derais or is that a din derabana? Shini, we weren't misubik about. Shini is a va'adid din derais. I learned that from Pesach Mashagazel. Of a Yush, it's still Ashagazel. Chayfets hasn't changed. So what could possibly be the mocker for this din? Maybe it's only din derabana. Why would Chazal have instituted this din derabanan to make life easy for the gazlanim? Otherwise, the guy's never going to want to be do tshuva. So, mipnei tachanas hashavim, it's very possible that Chazal instituted, let the fellow keep the animal, just pay the cash, and inshallah, my Yisrael, as a din derabanan. Or maybe, no, maybe it's a real din deraisa. Says the Gemara, if deraisa, if it would be deraisa, what would it be based on? Mida dahava amaitzi aveda. Clearly, the only source for Yush being kind of that we know in the Chumash is Hashavas Aveda. Maitzi Aveda Lav came into Miyai Shmara Minah Mekami the Teis Eliyadei Kamila. Just as Yush works and Il Metzir Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Hainami came into Miyai Shmara Kanilei Amakani. So maybe we could have a Yalfusa and a Matzino. If Yush enabled the Maitzi Aveda to be kind of the Aveda, so Zemin Fadah the Yush is a Kenyan, let Yush be kind of for the Gospel as well. Although like Dami Aveda, he says, no, maybe it's not the same. Why? Aveda who dechid asli yadi ben teira asli yadi. But Hashem is Aveda, like I didn't do anything wrong. I picked up the wallet, there was no hisser involved. Aval hai came to be sur asli yadi, here it's be sur asli yadi. I did something wrong, I've been a bal aveira. Maybe ben teira it's not the same as Aveda. Maybe you cannot extrapolate from Aveda to Gazela because of that fundamental difference between the two, Bisuras and the other. So the Gemara is, Amen and this Nakuda, whenever you have a Mematzinu, so you can't have a very, very glaring Pirachot. Sometimes it's not so simple to determine what is a Pirachot, what's not a Pirachot. That's exactly what the subject of the Gemara is. Is this a Pirachot or not? The fact that Geneva and Aveda are different in this respect of Bisuras and the other, is that enough of a distinction to result in saying you cannot derive gezela from aveda? That's the suffix of the Gemara. And if that chiluk is sufficient, then midrabanan would do the whole kingdom of Yush is on a midrabanan. Then rabbanan nikti mishpeh tikkun as a shom. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. So at this point, the Gemara thinks that everybody agrees that Yush is kind of, we're just not sure there I said midrabanan, and the latest suffix is this a valid yafusa from aveda to gezela? Ad kan tibir Gemara. Just as an aside, before we get back to the main thrust of the sugya, anyone have a problem with this Gemara? Anyone thought a little bit about this Gemara? The Gemara really believed that you can compare Aveda to Gezela? If Yush works by Aveda, works for Gezela, really? There's an unbelievable difference between the two. Forget about Yisrael and the other, what's the unbelievable difference? You should know enough about this. About the sequence of things. If I'm drawing a timeline about how does Yush work by Aveda, what is Chayk Malayavar? What has to happen first, Rabbi say? Yush has to precede the picking up of the Aveda. Didn't we talk about this last week? Doesn't the Gemara say, Mabitin al Chafalif, that if you pick up an Aveda and then the fellow is Mesiyash a month later, It doesn't look, that's why Abaye says, Yishlam Das Lamiyush. The Rava held that if you pick up something that if he would have known about, he would have been Misyayish, that's called being Misyayish before. And Abaye argued even with that. Abaye said, no, it doesn't depend on what theoretically he would have done. It depends on the fire, was it Misyayish or not? So Beim Abaye, Beim Rava, Giyush has to precede the Netilas Aveda. That was never up for discussion. That was Milsa the Peshitta Adami. It's the only Tamei HaMer that the person could find it first and then Giyush will happen a month later. The only reason why Rava let it go was because it was a type of item that he would have been Misyayish from if he would have known about. So Rava holds he could say Giyush from Afrei, and Abaye held he can't say Giyush from Afrei. But it's Muchach from the Tzugyo that if Yush follows the Netilas Aveda, there's nothing to talk about. Of course it doesn't work. So what's the kash, you know? Begazel is always that way. Begazel, you only Misyayish when? Generally speaking, I'm not Misyayish from things that are in my house. I'm only Misyayish when it's stolen. Once it was stolen, Gavalt Geshrigin, it's stolen. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's Chbin Misyayish. But the Yush is happening at the wrong time. It's after the Netila, after the Kinesa Rosh HaSagavon. So how could the Gemara dream about the possibility of being deriving Yush for Gezela, from Yush by Aveda, B'chi HaGavna, it wouldn't even work by Aveda. Because the order is reversed. Who has thought this Gemara? Who has thought of this Kasha? If you didn't think of this Kasha, then you couldn't have seen this Gemara. How are you talking? No, what's the answer by sight? Now that we introduced the kasha, what's the answer? Who's going to give me a teretz? No, come on. I gave you all the ammunition for this last week. Why is there such a din by Yush the Aveda that the order has to be intact? Why is it that the Yush has to precede the Netila? What's wrong the other way around? Who remembers? No? What? What do you mean by that? I'll pick it up now to be determined in a month from now. Oh, no, be Misyayish. What's Shlach? What's terrible? Oh, who said that? Who's responsible for that? Who remembers? That was the Ramban. That was the Machamis. The Ramban and Sechah Pekah Mitzia told us the Yisai that what prevents Yush from being Chal after the Netila. It's not that Yush can be chal. Yush can be chal b'shus ha'ba'ila. Once the Netilas Aveda picks it up, he becomes b'shubit in the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. He becomes a shemesh al ha'ba'ila. Once it's a shemesh al ha'ba'ila, it's yad shemesh ki yad ba'ila. It's like the Misyayish on the bottle of water that's sitting in front of him. Misyayish on the Mashiach B'shusi. It's up there in bed. That's the reason why the order has to be intact. No. Finish the story. By what? By Gezela. A Gazlan is not the shamer of the Bible. Says the Ketzois. Remember I told you the Ketzois discovered this Ramban? The Ketzois not only discovered this Ramban, he used this Ramban every other line. The Ketzois says that according to Ramban, the Gemara in Baba Kamma reads like a child. That deficiency of flipping the order is only a deficiency by Aveda because of the quirk of Shamer Aveda. Oh, but since everybody knows that a Gazlan is not a Shomer, that's the Tosis later on the sixth parak, that's going to come back to us after the Shabbat of Hamid days, back to Bat Yeruah. So remember what we're saying now, keep it in the back burner. A Gazlan is not a Shomer, a Gazlan is Chayv Rashova, but he's this kind of Shomer. He was never hired, he was never asked to be a Shomer. He never conceded to be a Shomer. So a Gazlan, you would never say that a Gazlan, Masha Nimtza Beveis, a Gazlan is Beshusha, Bayim Fakir, what's the ultimate name of Beshusha, Rabbi Say? The ultimate name of Beshusha is Gazlan. So therefore, this Gemara reads like a charm, says the Gazlan. But that was the design. That was just, I couldn't. It's one of those things, one of those Yitzharis, get home back. Back to my Gemara, Rabbi Say, no? So the Gemara is a Sophic, whether we can extrapolate properly Yush by Gezela from Yush Raveda, the Tzadlach L'chaleg is Yisuras Aliyadeh. So it's a very, very short Taisus. I mean, it's a little bit longer, but we're extracting 2 lines out of the Taisus, the 9th in Mamakaimus. Mikan Mashma, she Yush ain't Gehefka Gomer. Yom Kena Fila Bosa, the Yasa Aliyadeh, Yisura Yuchal Ekvis Mehefka. What is Taisus saying in 1.5 lines? Taisa says, I don't understand. Mehechit Taisa, that Isur Asliyadah should make any difference whatsoever about the efficiency of Yush working for a Gaza. What in the world does Isur Asliyadah mean? Says Taisa, we're going to play devil's advocate, says Taisa. Let's assume that Yush is Hefker. What does Hefker mean? Don't tell me Rashi's and Rambam's and Taisa. The Bali Taisa never heard of that. Think like the Bali Taisa thought. Chomet Shal Achim, remember? Hefker is what? What is Hefker? Hefker is a down and goodbye. Hefker is out of my rishus. Hefker is a hakinah. Hefker is like a machira, like a matona. It's to Mr. Hefker. Ich bin mag mir sein, mein Chomet, it's to Mr. Hefker. Chomet Shal Achim. If you really believe in this equation, Yush is like Hefker, my echpatli, that was also the Yod Bisura. What does it do with anything? Also, the other Misura is kind of like scolding the Gazlan and saying, you, Mr. Gazlan, you think you're going to be Zeichon something. You think you're like the Maitzis Aveda. No, you're not. The Maitzis Aveda didn't do anything wrong. Do, Mr. Gazlan. You have Misura, the other. So we're not going to let you get it. You don't have a right to be kind of this. The Maitzis Aveda has a right to be kind of this, but not you. But if Yush is simply a hakadol, Yush is simply a hakadol, if Gail is simply a mask of might in the Shusai, what do I care that the Goslin is a bad boy? We're scolding the Goslin and saying, don't piss the bad boy, we're not going to give you the gazela. What are we doing? Who's talking about the Goslin? If Hefker focuses on the maskir, if Yush is like Hefker, it focuses on the Misya'esh. Ich bin Misya'esh. Why do I care whether the Goslin is a good boy or a bad boy? What's Pshat in this Yafus? What's Pshat in this Dichav Yafus? What's Pshat in this Pirchot? Pirchot have to make sense. Chazal didn't just carve svaras in the air and say, oh, well, Goslin and Aved is not the same thing, and therefore you can't learn one from the other. No, it has to make sense. So says Taisus, if Yush would have been Hefker, this Chivuch makes absolutely no sense. The field boss on the Asliyad Misur, you could have been a Hefker. I'll be Mafkir, and then just because you didn't have very, you kept exactly the Hefker, what does that mean? What do the words mean? So Rabbi said, Taisa succeeded in telling us what Yush is what? It's not. What did Taisa not succeed in telling us yet? What it is. Now, a lot of people, it's very, very common. It's very easy to list off problems and to tell you what's going wrong. I'll give you a list of 100 things that are wrong with the yeshiva. Not, I don't mean our yeshiva, our yeshiva. I'll give you 100 things wrong with the shul. And then we say to you, okay, can you tell me how to fix it? Well, that's not my job. That's the president's job. That's the board's job. Not my job is just to complain. So that's, a lot of people have the mahalach in life. They're really good at following, identifying problems. And they don't have a clue how to come to any solution. Are we being chayshit about the Taisus? I think Taisus just said, we are convinced beyond the shadow. I'll tell you, Yush is not. What is it? No idea. Sataka, what is it? Sataka, what is Yush, if not Hefker, according to Taisus? So there's a Nesivus. An attendant around the court. Everyone have a chance to read this Nesivus? No? Someone had? Who had a chance to see this Nesivus? Thumbs up if you saw the Nesivus. Two guys saw the Nesivus. Okay, good. Next thumbs up question. Who understood the Amkus of the Nesivus? I see a lot of thumbs down at this one. Okay. So we'll try to share with you what the Nesivus said. Try to do justice to the Hilgim of the Nesivus. Says the Nesivus, I'll tell you what Hefker is. When I explain to you what Hefker is, then you'll understand what Yush is not. Hefker is an age-old machlekes hatanoim, originally introduced to us on the first day of Shir, back in Bergenfield. Machlekes Rabbi Yaisi and the Rabbana, the end of the fourth branch of Maseches Nedarim. Who wants to fill me in on that machlekes? Rabbi Yossi had an unbelievable understanding of what Hefker is. What did he say? What did Rabbi Yossi claim Hefker is? Hefker is kemat? What's Rabbi Yossi's lashon? Hefker kematana. Ma matana ad Yossi ad zeicha, ad Hefker ad Yossi ad zeicha. Rabbi Yossi said, when you mafker something, nothing really happened. And until the other person is zeicha on it, absolutely nothing occurred. And therefore, easy come, easy go, you change your mind, you can change your mind. Nothing happened. If and when somebody subsequently picks it up, then the game's over. But the hefker alone is mamish meaningless. Who remembers this? Why were we introduced to Rabbi Yossi the first time? Who remembers? Luchazara? Back to Psachim? Make sure we're still learning Psachim. Who was the first Rishon to introduce us to Rabbi Yossi Shita? Day one is here, opening day. Who used Rabbi Yossi as a kasha against who? Miksha or me, based on Rabbi Yossi. The Ran asked the kasha on what? The Ran said, "How can you tell me that what? That what? That bittul chametz is hefker? It doesn't meet any of the conditions of hefker. Who remembers the three kashas? Come on, make believe we're having a final today. What are the three kashas of the Ran against the hefker of the halach? Bittul's delay." Hefker needs repair. He got the wrong lotion. And what was the third? What was that was the right. That is Hefker. What was the third kasha? Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker is not going to work for Pitel. There's no Osli Adzeicha. So the Ran had three bomb kashas against the Maskip Shah. And how did the Ran solve all three kashas? The one you say, what was it? Who? Tell me one name of one person who saved the day for the Ran. Rabbi Shmuel. Otherwise, there's Rabbi Elazar. Right? Didn't we talk about this 1,000 times this year? Okay, good. Let's check. So Rabbi say, Rabbi Yossi had a very unique understanding of Hefker. And nobody else accepted that understanding. And at the end of the day, we're not even sure Rabbi Yossi himself accepted that. So my point is what Rabbi Yossi even said. But according to one version of Rabbi Yossi, Hefker, nothing happened until it's also the Yadazaych. And everybody else disagrees. The Rabbanim disagree and said, no, it's not true. Something fundamental happens, Mishas Hefker. What is that fundamental thing that happens, Mishas Hefker? Someone want to explain to me now? Let's keep all the Shitas and Rishayim in the proper context. We've been talking about these sugyas so many times, it's got to mix up Shitas now. So we've ignored Rabbi Yossi in the world of the Rabbanim. Something happens, Mishas Hefker. What is that something? Plug in the missing line, please. What happens, Mishas Hefker? According to her, what? According to him? Huh? You tell me, you fill it in. What? You gotta talk loud about that. According to Rashi and the Rambam and the Ketzais, what happened to Mishas Hefker? Is there any real change in Mominus? No. But what did happen? There's an Issa of Ayachal, there's an Issa of Chazor. Rabbi Yossi said there's not even an Issa of Chazor. Rabbi Yossi said, because what you did was meaningless, it was torn to Taylor. It wasn't even Chal. So according to Rashi, Rambam, and Ketzais' theory, what happens with Shas Hefker is not a Yitzir Mishusoy. There's no real change in the Mominus, but there was an Issa Yachel took hold. According to everybody else, before the Ketzais changed the world around, everybody else thought what happens with Shas Hefker? It's a lap, it's a change in the Mominus. Which Rishon said it clear as day? Taisus says it black and white, because Taisus calls. No, what sheet is the thesis? That what? That Bittul is what? Bittul is Hefker. It's Chomesh Halachim. So says the Nesivis, we do not accept the Yossi with any stretch of the imagination. But Bamed v'Mamurim, we don't believe in the Ma'al of the Yossi. We believe something very monumental happened at the time of Hefker. That's where Yush and Hefker part ways. Yush, nothing happened. Not a mashu, not a tipa minayam happened b'shas Yush. You know when Yush becomes significant? If and when somebody else picks it up, from then on, Mihal Shaita Bahalam. At that point, he becomes the Zaycha Badova. In the original model of Ashavas Aveda, what is Yush Zakti Besivis? Remember, we had a Chakira. What is Yush? Is Yush fundamentally a Tzir Meshuso, or is it just a head there to take? What's the answer? It's a head to the table. Yush is telling me there's no mitzvah Ashavas Aveda anymore. And the male of the mitzvah Aveda has the right to take it. And at that point, he becomes Zaych on it. But what if the Messiah wants to change his mind? Beforehand? Because of faith. There's no Bal Yachel, there's no Yitzir Mishusai. Absolutely nothing occurred, Mishas Yush, until the moment of truth, when it's Nichlas Lashus HaZaycheh. Says the Nesivis, that's what Tosfos is driving. When Tosfos told us that Yush is Enoch Yehefke Gomor, now the Tosfos reads, Tosfos posed the question, Lu Yitzu that Yush was Gehefke Gomor, Marech Hatli, whether it's Yisur Asli Yodhi or not. Now that Tosfos just redefined what Yush is or is not, Yush is not Hefke, it's not Yitzi Mishuzo. Rather, it's 100% belongs to the Bailam, there's no Bayacha, there's nothing, zero, nothing happens. What creates the status of change is the Netila. When the person who you being Messiah Klapov, when he is Zeich on it, when he tries to be Zeich on it, that's what's going to change the Dini Mamad Shabbai. So then it makes a lot of sense. If you do Bista Balaveh, who's the Surah of the Yodhi, you have no right to be doing what you're doing. You have no right to be picking up this object. Nobody gave you the green light to pick up this object. How is that going to be compared to Aveda? How in the world can you compare Gazela to Aveda? Bishlama by Aveda, what you're doing is justified, what you're doing is legitimate. So the Torah is mechadesh that a legitimate netila is going to work post-Yush. Just because the Torah is mechadesh that a legitimate netila is going to work post-Yush, we can extrapolate to an illegitimate netila? That's what the Gemara says, Bisuras Liyade. And we task him, Halacha, Yush is like that kind of big thing. And it could be we task him like the next day in the Gemara, it's not even kind of a derabbanan. First the Gemara thought, yes, yeah, kind of, but not sure derives the derabbanan. The Gemara concludes, Pasha, in a kind of film of derabbanan, according to the Moshe Shalom, we task like Rabbi Yosef, we give him a derabbanan, it's not going. There never was a takanas Hashavim. There never was an extrapolation from Aveda to Gezela, because Yisur Liyade, Os Liyade, is preventing us from comparing the two. But looking at this Yisrael, to be serious, the others of the Balahim, the Balasivis is that Yush and Hefke part ways because Hefke is the Yitzir Meshusa, or Yush is a garnish from garnished until it's Nichnas Meshus HaNoidil. And that's the Kavanah Satoisus. If that's the Kavanah Satoisus, then Rabbi Sai, we have discovered about Plukta, of who? Of the Rambam. We have a Tosfos of Baba Kama Daf Samech Vav that's taking on the Ramban and Bava Metzia, Daf Yud. Is it a great surprise that the Baliya Tosfos in Bava Metzia did not give the Ramban's answer? Remember the Ramban gave a whole shtick of Torah about it's not really Chav Lacheirim. The Baliya Tosfos couldn't even talk the language of the Ramban. It was a different language what the Ramban was speaking. So Rabbi said, we discovered, we put together the pieces of the puzzle. We're learning Pesachim, and the only way to understand Pesachim, the only way to understand what's going on in the Ramban and Pesachim and Muhammad is only through the eyes of the Sugya Baba Kama and the Sugya Baba Metzia. When you make sense of the Sugya Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, then you can begin to open up your eyes to see the Pesachim come to light. So we'll try to cut down the chutzpah of the question, but who's right? You know what I mean, I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, I just think it's just the Avos HaTorah just gotta get to the emes. So who's right? Vos is Yush? Is Yush Dina Kehefter? That something occurred, Mishas Maisa? And if you don't believe in the Ketzais, so then it's a mamash yitzil, mishus legamre, 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 mishas yush, yush and hefker are identical to one another. That's the halacha Ramban. Whereas no, yush is a very, very different oriented halacha. Ain't a hefker gomor, like you said to this. So who's right or blessing? Okay, I can't hear. Hold on, it's also a little loud here. How would the Ramban read this Gemara Baba Kama? Means what's the Svara of Yisrael Yasliyadeh? Ooh, you gotta wait till I learn Ruba get into Yeshiva. That's a loaded question. What would the Ramban do with this Svara of Yisrael Yasliyadeh? I don't know, I have to think about that a little more. I don't know. So basically, we have to go back to the lab, back to Shas. Where would you look for an answer to this question? Who's right? Place in the Ramban. But here's the good news. The good news that's right in front of our very eyes. It's even on the Mar Mikaymus already. Because it's part of the eighth of the Mar Mikaymus. Let's move on now. Back to the eighth of the Mar Mikaymus. So Rabba was the one who started off the sugya by saying Yushas Kaina, either the Raisa or the Rabba. He wasn't sure. Rabbi Yosef responded back to Rabba, Yushas Ina Kaina Filim the Rabba. Top of the eighth of the Kermis, second line, Eish Rav Yosef L'Rab. Rabbi Yisrael, you can see the godless Atayra and its glory. We started out by learning a Pesachim Sugya. We ended up going to Bav Metzir Sugya. And now we have a latest Asafek Bosbeg Yush. And our Pesachim is going to save the day. Eish Rav Yosef L'Rab. This halacha is the interplay, like the topic for a lecture, interplay of Baba Kama and Pesachim. Gozel chometz oval of a Pesach, omel ha-reishu chol afanecha. Rabbi Yosef said, this is the Mishnah, the ninth part of Baba Kama. It's this Mishnah that is going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yush is not good. Not min ha-teir, not min dirabon. Gozel chometz oval ha-pesach oval ha-reishu chol. Rabbi said, don't forget this Mishnah, because this Mishnah is going to come back to us hopefully time and time again. This is going to come one of the pivotal points of discussion later on in the Hay. So we have to make sure that we understand what it's saying first. Before we understand what Rabbi Yosef is doing with it, let's see what it's saying in the Mishnah. So Mishnah in the ninth bracket of Kama. The Mishnah puts this together with a list of a whole bunch of other situations. I steal something from you. And something happens along the way that seriously depreciates the item's value. I mean, really seriously, down to zero. Now, I'm caught. Ich bin a gereise tzadik. Hidden in Mucher Zim, the Kai Mitzvah, the Sey Shal Teir, the Heishu Zagzeh Shal Gozel. What is that? We just lost you? Whatever. What? Talk to him. I don't know. We only have 2 minutes left to shoot. Oh, battery. The red light and the batteries. Okay, don't worry about it. We're almost done with shooting. More batteries. Oh. Cannot take a chance of anybody missing a word. Does it work?
Before.
We're almost done. Okay. Tell us, can you still hear me back there? Kaishi, still here? Thumbs up in the back. Yeah? Okay. So Rabbi Yisrael comes to Mishnah and says, I stole your item. Some very, very serious depreciation of value occurs. And I'm all ready to be the biggest tzaddik in the world, but Heshek's not going to give it back to you. You are fuming. Why? Because the item that you're giving back, true, is the same item, but it's worthless, or worth a significantly less amount than it was. So who's right? I'm screaming, Eishas Exeilech, and you're screaming, you're Gaza, you're a Chutzif, Rosh Marusha. Who's right? So the Mishnah says it depends. It depends what exactly has occurred to this item. Sometimes, something has occurred to this item that will no longer enable me to hide behind and I will be forced to pay you back. I'm going to have to pay back what the original value was. And sometimes the item has not been affected all that much, even though its value has been affected significantly, But physically, the item has not been affected all that much. I could still hide behind Veshas Akzela, and that's the magic words. I'm talking a little bit in riddles now, because I don't want to get into all the intricacies of that sugya. But we're just going to extract what we need for our purposes. So it's clear from the Mishnah that sometimes you have a right to Zeresh HaKofanecha, and sometimes you don't. And the Mishnah gives us a few examples that you do, and some examples that you don't. And of course, this is very often unclear in Chazal. When Chazal give us examples, but don't explain to us what the Yisoid HaDavar is, it becomes difficult to understand, well, what is the underlying reason for these examples? Why are these examples true, and why are the other examples not true? And in order to be able to understand, to apply the principles, it's not enough to know the examples. You have to be able to understand the underlying principles. That's what Rashi, we've quoted before, Rashi Mishpatim. Especially in the Imam, it's Eila Mishpat L'Shatosim Lefneihem. Rashi says, it is not enough to simply know a list of halachas, Chayapata, Chayapata, Chayapata. But if you don't understand the Amkas HaDvarim, then you have no idea to be Meivin Davim Techdavar. You have no idea how to be Medavim Milsa L'Milsa. Because you don't understand the principle. So how do you know, if you want to be a good lawyer, it's not enough just for you to memorize 1,000 precedents, 1,000 cases. If you don't understand what the principle is, how in the world is case 1,001, you're going to know which one to compare it to. Right? Your dad will agree to that, right? Okay? So sometimes Chazal did explain my timer, they explained us, and sometimes they figured it was so obvious. Most of the time when they figured it was so obvious, it becomes grounds for a machlekes and rishonim. Some rishonim thought it was very obvious one way, it's obviously the other way. Can anyone just give me a guess on your own with a little, you know, background of what we've shared? I'm sure people have learned Bava Kamma to some degree, probably learned Bava Kamma sometime in your lives. What do you think the factor should be that should enable you to still say Haresh Chol Fenecha? Or what should prevent you from saying Haresh Chol Fenecha? If you had to take a guess, just an educated guess, what do you think the factor should be? What? So recognizable. Zach is an interesting one. What? I can't resist. Oh, okay. You already said too much. Well, you should have just stopped with the first word. Shinui. Right? Maybe all that matters is, did this item undergo a shinui or not? Right? If it underwent a shinui, then it makes perfect sense that what? You can no longer say, hooray, what? Shechalk, it's not his anymore. It's mine. If it hasn't undergone a shinui, then it would make sense to still be able to pull off the stud and shechalk. That's what Huya would have voted for that. Taisus says, Gittin, in the fifth parak says that. Who is it with us on the Bava Kamma? It's the altar. Remember this one back from Taisus Bava Kamma? Been a long time, okay? So Taisus says, Gittin, the fifth parak, formulates the sugi exactly like that. All depends on your magic words. Shinui nishinui. That's it. Then you have to plug in. What is a shinui? It's not a shinui, but that's the factor. So the Briskerov highlights, put together a couple of Rambams, and came to the conclusion that that is not the factor in the world of the Rambam. Kedarka b'kodesh, you know, the Rambam very often doesn't tell us the reason for something. The Rambam wrote the Piskei Dinim, but you have to look carefully at the Rambam formulates things to figure out what's going on behind the scenes. So the Piskei Rav, Kedarka b'kodesh, put together a few Rambams and develops the Yesod that this is not a function of Shinui Kreini. It doesn't really matter what you think about Shinui Kreini, not Shinui Kreini. That's not the geirim for the din of when you can say Reish Chofa Nechonat. There's a second level of halacha, Zachti Briski Rav, that if the item is Kemoi Shehu, if the item, Api Halacha, hasn't been Nifsad yet, in the physical sense of the word, irrelevant to what you think about the standards of Shinui. If it's fundamentally the same item, then you can say Reish Chol Fenecha. If there's a hefsid that has occurred that's fundamentally a different item, then you can't say Reish Chol Fenecha, and there's not necessarily the same standards as Shinui Koinet. So again, you have to learn the ninth Pekhba Vakama to see this Biskarab, to understand the godless of this Biskarab, but not for now. But for our purposes, it's clear from the Mishnah that sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. And one of the examples where the Gemara says that you can still say Haresh Chol Fenecha is Gazel Chametz Olam HaPesach. I steal a pizza pie from you a week before Pesach, and I'm caught the week after Pesach and I give it back to you. And the Nivzal is fuming. Why is he fuming? Because what are you returning to him? How much is this pizza worth now? Zero. It's how much of a Pesach. He's got to throw it to the garbage. He can't even sell it to a guy. He can't give it to nothing. He has to throw it to the garbage. What else did I know? The Mishnah says, no problem. That's okay. You can still say Haresh Chol Fanecha. Why is that so? So clearly, according to Tosfos, what has not occurred? According to Tosfos, what's the Keveh, what has not occurred? Clearly, Shini hasn't happened. According to the Rambam's Biskarov, what hasn't happened? That newfangled category of nothing really is different, I didn't say Shini Kaina, hasn't happened either. So no matter how you slice it, you have to live with this Mishnah. Whatever you think the Pshat and the Mishnah's general rules are, this is one of the examples the Chazal give of Emer Eshkol Fanecho. Comes of Yosef and saw this Mishnah and uses this Mishnah to challenge Rabba and to say, from this Mishnah I'm going to prove to you that Yush is not Kohen. Yush, who said Yush? We don't know what language Rabbi Yosef is talking. Who said Yush? Where's Yush? So Rabbi Yosef is going to use this Mishnah to argue with Rabba, and it's going to be Rabbi Yosef's Raya and refutation of the Raya is going to finally put into the proper perspective the Chaykes Taisus and the Ramban. So strangely enough, the sugya that started in Pesachim, started with the Ramban sheet about Bittul Chometz, and gave us a Hagdar of Yush according to Ramban, and it was verified by the Ramban, confirmed by the Ramban above Metziah, taken on by the Taisus and Bava Kama with the Nesivus's beer in the Taisus. The final day of reckoning is going to come on the sugya of Gozal Chometz over Pesach. This is going to be the Gemara that's going to point to one way or the other. So everybody say we still have a little bit of final touches on the sugya to do. We have to really get to the Amkas and Dvarim of this Gemara Bava Kama of Gozal Chometz over Pesach. And not a great surprise, but the word is going to get in the last word in the sugya, and my Mokam number 11 is what? It's going to be the choice, but I'll tell you a secret, it's not going to be the last word. There's a phantom Mar Mokam number 12, and I didn't put on the Mar Mokamis. It's in the same family as the K'tzais. You're probably all thinking it's who? Must be who? If it's in the family, it must be who? Must be Truman Sakri. The answer is no. He wasn't the only prominent member of the K'tzais family. Somebody else got into the picture as well. So we still got a little bit of work to do. Hopefully we'll mention him tomorrow. We'll put the final touch on the sugya, then I really want to get ahead into the next sugya. Okay, so we were supposed to finish the sugya today, but we got too excited what we saw. So hopefully we mention him tomorrow. We'll finish up this sugya and then boom into the next sugya. Okay, but that's it for now. Hey, follow me. What's got it? Okay.